Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and today we are talking round four, late week pickups and Captain's Lounge. And to help me do that as always, Stevie Fizz, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, Jono. G'day to the listeners, but I'm pretty annoyed, actually.
Why is that?
One thing really annoys me when we're talking trades is when you send an offer out there and it just sits there for days. Not rejected, not accepted, not counted, just sitting there. I hate it. What are you doing? Check your team.
Check your team. We're on social media, so just a quick message. Hey, I'm still mulling it over.
I'm alive.
I'll let you know.
I haven't retired like Harley Pinnell. I'm alive.
Oh, that get announced, did it? Or Brett Delidio?
I think he's actually been kidnapped, possibly by ISIS. And I think...
held to ransom.
Well, what's he worth?
A calf?
A calf. He's on the black market searching for a new calf.
That is true.
Where is the black market?
I don't know.
Where's the white market? Does it seem racist?
There's the deep internet, but how deep does the internet go? And on that note, as the weather is turning, he's enjoying a nice Pinot from Tassie. Welcome to you, Statesman.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. And I will say, I apologise to Steve straight away. It's me that he's upset with because he gave me an offer of Rhys Palmer for Lachie Neale and I've just treated it with the contempt it deserves. And sorry, Steve, I will get back to that trade. And I want to make it clear, mate, I do not want Rhys Palmer in a keeper league. Make that abundantly clear.
Fair trade.
This is obviously fake news because I would never, never give up Rhys Palmer for Mr. I ain't ever setting a possession record again, so I'm worthless, Lachie Neale.
God, unbelievable.
Hey, Carlton win, Rhys Palmer's in.
Mm-hmm. 100%, that's what we'll call him, Mr. 100%.
I was actually going back to a game from, I was looking at my stats from 2014, looking at historical stats, and I looked at GWS and the Power playing this week. Rhys bobbed up for 5 against the Power.
Well, shame he's not going to be there, but yeah. That's a nice little segue there, Steve. As you mentioned, a bit of news coming out today. The Power are playing GWS, and with Paddy Ryder being suspended for the 1 week, you think Matty Lobey, big chance to play. Unfortunately, he's done a hammy at training, so no Matthew Lobey this week. So Jackson Trengo for the win, you would think, going to the ruck position this week. Stevie J to miss with a knee problem. It might be just an old age issue and the arthritis kicking in there for old Stevie J, you would think. Jared Waite, only a fortnight away from returning for the Kangaroos.
I'd pick him up if he was on the waiver wire.
Yeah, be great bench cover because they actually haven't been as bad as we thought, the Kangaroos this year, so could be a handy pickup.
I just know.
So only 2 more weeks until Jared Waite gets injured?
Boom.
Or suspended. We're not sure yet. And Gary Ablett has now changed his mind and said he might stay at the Gold Coast in 2018. So it's good to see an AFL footballer making a decision for once.
Well, he's just angling for a job on the rules committee once he's done with his playing career. So because they change their tune every week, don't they?
That's true. I saw a great little thing on Facebook. I almost fell for it. They're going to have a no man up in the ruck rule. So. I almost fell for it. I started really well. Oh, that's a pretty... Oh, wait, no, I fell for it. But if you want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, or search us out on Facebook, The Draft Doctors. But we are talking late pickups for the round ahead, and when we do talk about our late pickups, we're using a 65% as our margin because we think that's a pretty fair assumption of players that are still going to be in the pool there. And to kick us off for that this week is Steve.
You want to do captains first?
No, I want to do the late week pickups first, and then we'll go to the captains.
All right, I'll turn the page. Okay, so some late pickups. Yeah, we use the 65%, as Jono said. If you're in a shallower league, there might be better players, but these are some. How about this guy? Lachie Whitfield.
Well, you know, he wouldn't be far away.
He can return in round 8, and we know he's been training. Wow. 64% ownership. I think if you've got a bench spot, I think it's a decent stash.
Can you excuse me while I just leave this pod and go pick you up right now?
Yeah, I would be clicking accept on that one. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Also got a defender for you, Shane Savage. We know he's got a really great ceiling on a week-to-week basis. He's only in 61% of teams. Playing Collingwood this week. And what have we seen all year? Collingwood have just given it up to the defenders of the opposition. So I certainly like Shane Savage for if you needed a defender. Midfield, Trent Dumont's still there, still available in 33% of leagues. So like that, Dogs tend to get blasted through the middle. So I think he's an okay play. And for a forward, certainly wait for teams to drop. We don't know if this guy's in or not. But Brennan Archie.
Brett Eddy has been dropped.
Yeah, Pittard will be in. But I'm just saying, Brennan Archie, midfield forward, he's only owned in 8% of leagues. Guy's been smashing it in the Magoos. We've seen him pop before. I don't know what they're doing with Sam Gray, because he's terrible.
Well, he has been playing that whole role for the Power, but both Port Adelaide look like they've been a running team this year, and we know GWS at that, so plenty of ball going through in the midfield and the forward line. Possessions to be got.
Yeah, I just like the upside of the Archie pick as well. I might be picking him up myself.
Again, Steve's leaving the show just to go pick up Archie.
Yeah.
That all for you this week?
That's all for me this week.
All right. Statesman, who have you got for this week, this mate?
Lockie Whitfield isn't available in either one of our leagues while you boys were discussing. I thought I'd check it out and see if I could snaffle him up. But
I like that you think I hadn't already checked.
Yeah. Paddy Whack and Dr. Beardface have got him signed up. My late week pickups are Travis Collier for Essendon, who's listed down as a forward. Owned by 48%, averaging 47 this year, and with the right matchup, can certainly score in the 90s. So he's a worthwhile backup forward, and certainly one that I'll be looking at to be an emergency when they play the Friday night games or the Thursday games. Quite worthwhile. The other one's a little bit left of centre, but I do like this player, although any key position is a bit of a concern with their up and down scores. But Stephen May from the Gold Coast is only owned by 53%, averaging 78, which is solid for a defender. Although his ceiling is not extremely high, he'll be quite serviceable as your D5 or emergency defender.
Just picked him up in the Listen League just before he went to air.
He's a great super coach player as well. He should be in your super coach.
Stace was just shaking his head here.
Because I was going to go on afterwards and just put him on. Anyway, that is life. We've mentioned this man a few times, but it should be mentioned as my last late week pickup, because if he's not picked up now, he'll be gone by the time this show goes to air. And that's Nick Newman, Sydney, owned by 64%, averaging 85, ball magnet in the NEFL, as we've discussed before. And looks like he's cemented his spot in that back position. I think they had a total of 6 youngsters. There's probably 4 senior players to come back in the list. He'll be definitely in the 2 that's going to keep his job and his role. He is an absolute superb player. And if he does start spending a little bit of time in the midfield, expect those scores to hit the 90s and the tons, not in the mid-80s. Magnificent player, Nick Newman. And that's my late week pickups.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Statesman. For me, I'm going to kick off with Andy Otten. We thought he was a salary cap only kind of guy, but he's producing the scores. Only owned by 29% of teams. So.
I remember we were sitting there having beers for your birthday, and your brother was there, and we're all having a good laugh, him playing Andy Otten.
Tunned up.
Started tunning up.
Yeah, moved forward, tunned up.
Well, I mean, we're still laughing because we're drunk off him.
We were.
That was unbelievable.
Scoring quite nicely in both formats, 29%. If you need a defender, go pick him up. My next guy is, rumour is it, Tippett and Naismith are not going to be on the plane to Perth. So that means, they're both a test this week, but there's word coming out that they won't be playing. So hello, Callum Sinclair, owned by 41% of teams. He's a ruck forward, so if you're looking for if you need a ruckman, or for those who own Max Gorn, or you need a forward, pick him up. But do wait for the teams to drop, so he's one to watch there.
I will say they do have another option as well. So they might take the two of them because they sort of have been running
Young Dawson, isn't it?
No. I'm just popping him up on the screen now. Cameron. I do have him in the salary cap option, sorry. So that's why I'll load off. Yeah, Cameron.
That's it.
So Cameron actually kicked 4 goals on the weekend in the NEAFL. So he's more of a forward relief ruck. So that might be the good fix where Sinclair gets the ruck time, Cameron up forward, and then swap them over.
Yeah, but certainly wait for the teams to drop on that one. Next guy I've got is Jack Darling. Only in 41% of the teams. They're playing the Swans. Very inexperienced defence. So someone like, if you saw Travis Cloak kick 3 goals on him a couple of weeks ago, Kennedy should go ballistic. And if Jack Darling's going to play on a lesser experience, he's a chance to sneak a couple. And also look for the nuggety forwards there for West Coast and Jamie Cripps at 68%. Or even a Josh Hill could bob up and kick you a few as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting play. Certainly got the loophole option as well, Jono, with Darling.
Yes, absolutely.
Ryan Sinclair, I guess.
Yeah, exactly right. So they're my 4 for this week. But if you do like the show and you've stumbled upon us and want to subscribe, you can do that by checking us out on iTunes, Stitcher and SoundCloud. We really appreciate it if you do leave a review. It only takes you a couple of minutes to do. We've had a couple of reviews this week, Steve, and this one's from Joey Little. He says, original and the best. He says, Jono, Steve and Statesman provide an insightful and humorous look at AFL Draft. Your Monday show is the highlight of my day. Keep up the great work. Ah, Statesman, take some more sugar and stay away from the salt. Cheers.
Never going to happen.
Thanks so much for the review, though. Really, really appreciate it. And everyone who's come to bat for us over the last few weeks. Yeah. It's been heaps in the last few weeks.
Oh, it certainly has. And please keep on leaving those reviews and hit the subscription button. But now we are moving on to our Captain's Lounge, where when we talk about these captains, not everyone in a draft can have Danger or Fife, so these are probably your next tier down kind of guys, and kicking us off is Steve with his captains.
Yeah, absolutely, and this guy's fast becoming maybe one of those auto-captains. I'm talking about Dustin Martin. Playing against Brisbane, who just bleed points through the midfield. Last time he played Brisbane, scored 120 in both formats. Nice. It's one of his best opponents for fantasy scoring. 3 straight tons against him in both formats. Off to a super hot start. 150 plus in both formats last week. He's just a one-man wrecking ball at the moment. Certainly got no problems captaining Dusty. My next captain. Used him last week and it worked out. We'll go back to the well with Brody Grundy against the Saints. The best comp for Brody Grundy is Stephen Martin. And he just went over 120 against the Saints. So I certainly like that. He's in ripping nick. The Pies have had 2 extra days rest against the Saints, so I think that, you know, that's got to be good. He's actually goes a lot better at the Dome than he does at the G. He's 10 fantasy points per game better at the Dome and 7 Supercoach points. Again, he's in ripping nick, so I certainly like Brody Grundy. And my Captain Risky, Jono.
Oh, I love Captain Risky.
Doesn't come much riskier than Sean Higgins.
Wow, that is risky.
Okay, so we've seen 2 weeks ago he went absolutely bonkers against the Cats under the roof. He's back under the roof on Good Friday. One thing, what do we know about playing the Dogs, Jono?
They leak points.
They leak points to the midfielders. Like,
no way.
Well, I was going to make an analogy that we can't say on this show, but he's in inside midfielder. I expect him to absolutely bounce back from last week's poor game. And love the loophole option if you play in a league with that, playing Good Friday, so you can...
Full lookout won't be till Saturday.
You can put the V on him and, you know...
Enjoy a few sherbets while you're eating your fish and chips.
Risk it up.
That's safe.
It is as risky as they get.
Not as risky as my pick. Oh, that's more risky than my pick, that's for sure. Who have you got for your captains this week, Statesman?
Yeah, first one, I actually thought it needed to be Luke Parker, but his form just hasn't warranted that. But his matchup scores are fantastic against the opposition. But Buddy Franklin's the man I'm going to go for. He's been in fantastic form. He probably didn't go as well last week as he did the week before, but I reckon Buddy's in for a big round, big score night. So look for Buddy Franklin to rack up a good 120. My next one is Aaron Hall. Scored 151 against Carlton last year. Back in form in Gold Coast win last week with 122. It's fair to say Carlton looked better team in 2017, but they're still giving away big points. For example, 146 to Dom Tyson, 135 to Clayton Oliver, 127 to Christian Salem, 139 to Dustin Martin. That's some of the big scores that have happened up against Carlton this year. Let's take away the wet weather game, but there were still several Dons that scored a big ton as well. Aaron seems most likely to be the one that tons up and tons up big. Certainly played a magnificent game last week. So I think Aaron Hall is an absolute ripper, and he's going to have the C on my Keeper League team after Dan Han has the vice captaincy. The captain risky, Joe Watson. I think he's been in magnificent form. He started very well. He's averaging 115, three tons in the row for Joe Watson. If you're dry on captain options this week, he'll be a safe option to ton it up for you and keep your team in the matchup. So captain risky Joe Watson after Buddy Franklin and Aaron Hall.
I think Buddy's got a great record against the Eagles, does he?
No, he doesn't, but I reckon he's ready to use that ground to his best use. Be last time they ever play on that ground, Sydney Swans.
Oh, yeah, the new stadium opens, what, next year or something, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Be ready for round one next year.
There you go. Hopefully there's no Adele concerts or anything to wreck the ground and gets postponed.
Yep.
With my captain this week, I'm moving on to Adelaide superstar Rory Sloane. This guy's been on fire since coming back from the fractured jaw in the JLT series. Averages 105 in Super Coach and gone 114 in his last four, and that includes 145. In Dream Team, he's only got a 98 average, but goes a 110 average, and that includes a 136. We saw him go huge last week with a 150 and 160. He's just laying tackles left, right, and centre. Source Jacobs seems to be back in form, palming the ball, getting the points. So if you got Rory Sloane, throw the big C on him. Should be a great score for you again this week. My next one is Marcus Bontempelli. The guy started off like a house on fire. Only needs about 12 disposals to ton up. So he's super coach. Steve's just shaking his head. He hates it. Only played the Roos four times, but in that he averages 127 in Supercoach with a top score of 153. And he's got the even 100 average in your fantasy there with a top score of 118. So he's been in rip and nick. There's no taggers there for North Melbourne. He'll get off the chain, get his 12 possessions, maybe kick two goals, score 185,000. Who knows?
But that'd be a good score.
That would be a good score. So you can even roll the V on him, see what happens, and wait for your for the team to drop on Saturday as well. Captain Risky, Jack Viney. Now, we know he's been playing that midfield role, and his output hasn't been as good this year. But
so Gorn's gone down, and you reckon that's a good thing? It's pretty risky.
Maybe he's expecting Viney to take the ruck. No, Spencer. Viney straight in there.
Sharking those balls. Just sharking that palm down. Gets those points. Averages 105 in Supercoach. Top score of 124. Averages 108 in Dream Team with a top score of 130. So I don't mind it. They're playing Fremantle.
Do you want to bet? Do you want to bet your risky pick against mine?
For what, our scoring or... What do you want?
Do you want to bet my risky pick against both of you? Actually, you can add them up.
Yeah, but your risky pick's about as bad as your sleepers that were going in the sixth round.
He should have been a sleeper, though. Josh Caddy's sitting on the bench for me.
We bring the risk to the table.
Where do you want to go? Just our score for points?
What, Supercoach?
Both formats combined. How about that?
Yeah, okay. Palmer? All right.
Palmer? All right. Palmer it is. Virtual shake.
I'm not touching your hand. You know, I've been home for about an hour. Look at that.
That's all right. We'll edit that bit out. But
no, we will not.
Okay. No, we won't.
But if you haven't heard today, Ultimate Footy have dropped their positional changes. But before we do that, we have a question this week, Steve.
Yeah, we just got a question on Twitter. Is Will Hoskin Elliott mutton dressed as lamb?
No, I don't think he is. He's going to have a pretty good year. If he stays fit, he seems to be marking the ball well, kicking it well. I think he's in for a good year.
Well, Jono, one of the things we were doing last year was the Dozen Deals article.
Yes.
And that's out again. Finally got around to doing one, so it's up on the website if you want to check out the Dozen Deals. And we talk about buys, adds, sells, drops, you know, just moves you can make. And I've got sell firmly attached to Will Hoskin Elliott. I think his score the last... Like, you look at his scores, and he's fine, but the last 2 weeks, I think it's a little bit of fake news. He really benefited from their chipping around against Sydney. Collingwood obviously went in with tactics, and Will had about 55 points a quarter time for your dream team scoring. That's not going to happen. The week before, he got three, I'll call them junk time-ish goals, despite the fact Collingwood was somewhat in the match, but they were pretty well cooked. Daniel Wells is about to come back in. Jordan DeGoe is about to come back. Like, there's just guys who are about to come back in. Will's fine, but he's just not going to keep scoring this 100 rate. I just don't see that.
I see it more where it was on the weekend at, what he was, about 85, 90.
Well, he's 95 in Dream Team.
Yeah.
But he got all these fake news points.
So if he's got an 85 average, I'd be happy with that if you got him as your fifth position play.
I'm actively shopping Will Hoskin Elliott.
That's fine.
He's not mutton. He's still a good player. Certainly outperformed expectation. But I don't think he's a premium forward. What do you think, Statesman?
75 to 85 is where he's going to baseline. And that's still a good player. And
it's
actually,
an S5, it's great.
Yeah, correct. I did get a question today off one of our listeners asking some... yes, Himalayan pink. And it was more based around, he has Max Gawn and another keeper. And his question was that whether he'd been given an offer to receive Sam Jacobs for Will Hoskin Elliott. And I said, yes, 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 take it straight away. Sam Jacobs is always going to be worth something.
Yes.
So when Max gets back in good form, you can sell Sam Jacobs and he's worth something because he's a top six ruck. Will Hoskin Elliott is not going to be a top six forward. And if he starts playing more regularly on the wing, he's 1 year he's going to become just a centre. Now, a 75 to 85 scoring centre is not really worth a lot. It's Isaac Smith, which that's why I don't have any great interest in Isaac Smith when it comes to a keeper. The reality is, yes, good player, but is not going to be a fantasy god.
Well, I'm glad you answered that way because I got that same question and answered the same way.
Well, there you go. Good thing we're on the same page.
Consistency matters, people.
It does. Hashtag brand. But, this week, the Ultimate Footy guys did drop their positional changes. The Fantasy Traders dropped theirs. Their podcast drops on day after Anzac Day with theirs. But there was 12 changes this week.
13, buddy.
13, sorry. My math is not strong.
Happened on the 12th of April.
No, there was 12 positional changes.
Just get to the positions. Right.
Starting off was Sean Higgins. He added midfield. The biggest one was Robbie Gray adding forward status. We all knew that was coming, so happy days for those who got him. Jacob Wiedering added forward status. Yeah, not bad if you come by rounds, swing players around, whatnot. Jake Melksham adding defender status. That's a big one. So
worthwhile.
Yeah, look, he's been going pretty well. Been hitting the 80s mark, so that's certainly worth a pickup.
He's relevant now.
Yeah, absolutely.
My boy, Curtly Hampton, adding midfield status, probably leaving him as a defender for now. Harry Taylor, adding forward status. Blech. Is he even in anyone's team? I don't know. Reece Conker, adding defender status. Had a really good game last week against the West Coast Eagles. If he can continue that, then he's really relevant, especially as a defender.
Yeah, he had one season about, 15 years ago where he averaged 80. in the 16 games, which I think is a career high for Reece as well.
Quite possibly.
But, he's certainly worth an add.
Yep. Zach Jones adding midfield status. Steve's boy slowly going downhill, but he's playing a role at the moment.
He smashed it on the weekend. He turned up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. George Costanza adding forward status from his defender status. Great plug-and-play kind of guy, you think, with George. Why they even put this guy in? Zane Cordy, didn't realise he was playing, and I'm a Bulldogs fan. Yeah, added forward status. Wayne Miller, add midfield status. He's been running through there, doing quite well for a keeper league, you would think. Alex Tupumwuti, adding forward status, and Dan Houston.
Alex?
What did I say?
It's Anthony.
That's what you said, Alex.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
just Tipper.
Had Alex in my head for some reason.
McDonald.
Yeah. Tupumwuti.
You got nothing.
No. And Dan Houston adding defender status as well. So,
can play.
Sorry?
Said he can play.
Good for your keepers, you think?
Yeah, worthwhile. The only problem is going to be job security in the short term, but long term, he's going to be very good.
Well, he'd be pushing out Matty Broadbent, wouldn't he?
Yeah, where's happened to those consistent scores, Matty Broadbent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really shooting for that 70 average.
Yeah. I think he's averaging 49 or something like that at the moment.
What a great
Not
pick.
Great at all. Anything else to go on that, guys?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting, isn't it? I'm certainly not, like, the ones who added midfield, I don't really care. The defenders who added forward, I don't really care. Yeah, I'd certainly add Melksham and Conker if they're available in your league. I checked ours, they are not.
No, so did I.
But I think Robbie Gray is an interesting one. Obviously, someone in your league's pretty happy. The question would be, do you actually throw out an offer for him?
A hard one to pick because
I mean, if he gets to run back through the midfield,
he's going to go 105 plus average.
Well, in Dream Team, he's about 100, I think, at the best.
Yeah,
so I mean, I probably wouldn't, but it's an interesting one because that owner's going to be jumping for joy.
Do you think he goes back to full, just a pure forward next year if he continues on his way?
No.
No, he'll always be that mid forward.
What you might be able to do with that owner is actually offer up a lower mid for one of their forwards, because if they're going to shift Gray into the forward line in their team structures, obviously a forward's going to move out. Yep. So you might be able to actually pick up a little bit of value there if you can offer a lower mid for someone, a forward.
Yeah, well, Charlie Dixon's bound to go down at some stage and they're going to need someone to go in there.
If Charlie Dixon's in your team... Well, actually, he went pretty well last week.
He's going all right the whole season, so I wouldn't want him, though.
Gross.
No. But, Steve, the weather is getting cooler, and you and I both like a red, just like the Statesman. You been having a few lately?
Might have.
Anything taking your fancy at all, or just whatever is cheapest?
Are you James Halliday? Is this what's going on here?
Oh, no, we like to talk food and everything on the pod. So.
Actually, I smashed out a... me and Mrs. Fizz had had a bottle of Shiraz the other night, which was all right. Actually, we put away some Gossips Shardy the other night.
Oh,
was...
Gossips. Mrs. Crockett loves the Gossips.
Well, I needed
three-buck bottles, is it?
And that's $4.50 now. It's gone up a
$4.50,
bit.
Yeah, I needed something to cook with. I was making a risotto, so I needed a cup of wine to put in the risotto, which was lovely, by the way. And... yeah, we had a glass. And I got to say, I'm not a white wine guy, Jono.
Yeah. I know you're rude.
It makes me rich. But this one, it was less fruity. I'm not a fruity... My palate's not for the fruitier things. Like, I hate the goddamn IPAs, the hoppy... Why do people drink hoppy beers? They're just disgusting. All Pilsner.
Pilsner?
Yeah.
Or a good lager. Good lager.
Well, I like those... what was it? I had the other day, the Hightail Ales.
Yes.
They're so good, man.
They are.
Oh, and the Scotch Ales are back from Red Hill Brewery.
Nice.
You had them? Oh, they're the bomb.
Well, I found a burger joint up the road, and they do Two Brothers, called some crazy lager anyway. Good drop. Good drop.
Some crazy lager.
I can't remember the name.
Hashtag brand.
I don't want to drop too much here. But if you do like a red wine, that's the one. Yeah, that's the
You've
one.
You've got
I've,
a photo of this.
I've got a photo. That's the one I had on Monday night.
Did that set you back about $17,
$18?
$13. There you go. Was it reduced?
Yes, it was.
I only ever buy the reduced red. I'm like, wow, it's reduced.
It's got to be good.
Value. The Statesman just shaking his head.
Hey, we're not all high-paying officials like he is. We're We can't afford this stuff.
Well, I remember the Statesman said he had an investment property. I was like, God damn, I don't even have a property.
No.
Yeah, plurals, gentlemen. Plurals.
Oh, properties.
Property mogul Statesman.
There you go. That's why he's driving
he
around.
He probably has his own vineyard down there.
No, I wish I did, actually.
He'd still be quite bankrupt, honestly. Because he'd be drinking
his
own product.
I wouldn't be speaking to you two if I did.
Oh.
He'd just be doing it from a golden chair. Just.
I bet that's how he'd walk into his draft day, just with like a robe and a scepter.
Just Pinot grapes just picking
him
up.
Just lies back in his chair, some like bikini clad woman's like got one of those big palm ferns waving him off.
They need a heater, it's too cold in Tassie to do that.
That's a good point.
We better wrap this up. If you do like the show, please do check us out on social media. We are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33 on Twitter. Check us out on the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. Steve's be dropping his daily a dozen deals each week throughout the season. And do check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And please do leave us a review. Good luck in your team, in your games this week. Have a happy Easter, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.